Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4034.
Could you identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence?
The most significant influence was my grandmother. She was always good to go to and talk to. She had great insight on how to take care of certain things at times. She was always the person I would go to all the time.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led to your selection?
I guess later in life, when I was going to college, I guess it would be Jack Welch, because he was a businessman who kind of changed a lot and started the, because he's going to business school and everything, and always wanted to be a CEO of a company and try to change things in the company, so he really moved forward in his role, so that's why.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are?
Well, the world I came from, it was pretty family-oriented, honesty, loving family, and the way it shaped me is being a kind person and caring about people.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you add to accurately describe yourself?
Yeah, I think I was pretty honest on there, so everything I put down, yeah, it's definitely the person that I am.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your personality?
I am a kind of a laid-back kind of guy, very loving, caring, just care about my family, make sure they're taken care of. So,
what kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
The values are definitely being honest and work hard, work for what you have, and then also have a close family and make sure that, you know, you take care of your kids. Take care.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
Well, growing up, we did a lot of, we did some traveling to some amusement parks. We used to go to those a lot, which is a lot of fun. And just being with them, and especially during the holidays when everybody got together, you know, that private family time. Mm-hmm. That was great. Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Honesty, hardworking, determined, is because people, you know, you want to make sure that they tell you the truth. Trust is a big thing in a person. Hardworking is because you want to make sure that we're moving forward and contributing to society.
Mm-hmm. What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I guess I'm a loyal person. I'll do anything for anybody, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And what I like the least is, I guess sometimes I could listen better. So.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
I think Christmas is my favorite holiday. It's always seemed to be a great time to get together with family and friends, and the food is always good, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, exchange of gifts, but it always seemed to be the holiday where everybody got together and get to see family and everybody.
What is your most memorable vacation?
A ski trip that I went to. The reason why it's so memorable because and it was fun, of course, great conditions, except for it was really cold. Mm-hmm. And I just remembered that in our car, it was so funny, the oil in the car actually froze in the car. That's why it was so memorable. And plus, it was with my mom and dad and mm-hmm. my brother, and we all got together. Mm-hmm. We got a nice condo together. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was just fun to be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was really big in sports, so I was an avid soccer player. I went to college, played soccer in college. I did play other sports, like baseball, of course. I loved baseball. I used to travel to games and stuff. It was great. Mm-hmm. Basketball. I used to play basketball, too. So I played a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
What types of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
When I was a kid, you know, of course, we liked the Dr. Seuss books, of course. I remember my mother reading those when I was really young. But the favorite book was Where the Wild Things Are. We always.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
Well, right now, I'm into, like, the self-help books, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Learning more about myself type books, about family and stuff. So uh-huh. Pretty much that's it.
Do you have a favorite book?
I really don't have a favorite book.
What was the last book you read?
Power of a Praying Father.
What was the last movie you've seen?
Last movie I saw was recent was, oh, The Killers. That was funny. It was a comedy with Ashton Kutcher. It was okay.
Sporting event you've attended?
I went to a soccer game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, professional soccer game.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
I like to go to movies, of course. Enjoy that because I like spending time and get out of the house, pretty much. Other activity, recently I went to a sporting event. I love to go to basketball games and soccer games, anything sports. Really, I love going to. So it's just a time for me to just get away, relax.
What is your ideal way to relax on weekends?
Well, I like laying by the pool and relaxing. That's always fun. Going by the beach or something. I always love doing that. If I could get on the boat, that'd be great. So anything on the water. It's cool.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, I get a few of those different people sometimes. Recently, it's been Kenny Chesney, especially when I have a hat on. Other celebrities, I think if it was like a quick glance. The other one was I guess a younger Bruce Willis. Sometimes, but I don't know. I don't think I look like him, but that's what they say.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
The most important thing, I guess moving. Moved from one city to another, and I had to change. You know, you had to make new friends, new school at the time, and I think it changed me just because it was a challenge. It was hard. And I had to get through it. But I don't know. It was interesting. Father got a better job, so we moved. Had to move away. But I try to keep in touch with my friend, but that never works out. I was too far away.
What is your definition of success?
Success to me is accomplishing your goals.
What is your biggest frustration?
Biggest frustration is, I guess, when your boss or something telling somebody to do something and they just refuse to do it. That's pretty frustrating to me. That's pretty much it. I mean, stubbornness is my frustration when people are stubborn and they won't listen to you.
So you supervise other people?
Sure do. But that's pretty frustrating sometimes. Not getting the answers that you want, which is all the time.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, ethical dilemma faced, or risk taken, and its impact on you.
Achievement. The biggest achievements I've ever done was mostly when I was growing up, playing soccer, winning. I was always on a good team, which is great. So we won, and then when I was playing college soccer, we made it to the States. Which was good, and but I have a lot of trophies, which is great. So that was fun. It was a good time, and even work experience, I've had some achievements too. Even recent in my job now, just being I reached my goals and won an award for the Platinum Award. So so that's good. So I it's great.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Yeah.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess my first experience when I was working at one of my jobs that I had was doing direct marketing. And with direct marketing, you definitely have to be a little more, can't be shy too much, because you have to pretty much door knocking, knocking on doors, talking with people. So you have to make the first impression, first experience. With that, how that impacted me is it kind of made me less shy. I guess that's what it helped me start conversations. It helped me. It was a good experience because once you do that, you can do pretty much anything. Because you're walking up to someone's home or a business and you're walking in and you have to say, "Hi, how are you doing?" You have to go in and actually start the conversation, which too many people, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Once you learn that, you could meet lots of people now. So it opens you up more, makes more confident.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be playing in a professional soccer game, playing in the World Cup right now.
Oh,
that'd be cool. Go to South Africa and watch that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
With my own kids.
With your kids? With your children?
Yeah.
What is your approach to life?
Well, life is interesting. So, just take things how they are. You control your own life. Yeah, it depends on the decisions you make. And just make sure you make the right decisions.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I guess the most difficult time in my life was when I moved from where I was to go to school. I was pretty far away. And I never went back home. You just to overcome these things, just, you know, keep in contact with my family all the time. I was just trying to make a life of my own. Time to leave the nest, you know. And my life has changed in many ways through that time. It's just learning to take care of yourself, learning to, again, making decisions. Of course, you know, each decision you make, you learn from the experience. And my perspective on life is just things just happen sometimes, and you just have to work on it and you get around it. That's some unfortunate things, some good things. So just as my life changed, it just made me more aware, more stronger person.
Mm-hmm.
So how to handle things better.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
There's one specific experience I remember when I was coaching a baseball team. There was this one kid that just couldn't hit the ball, so I worked with him. Finally hit a, I think his first hit was a double. So it was a pretty good experience. That was pretty rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and now he ended up being pretty good. Uh-huh. So it was good.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I played a few board games. I guess we played a lot of Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with money, learning how to manage your money. That was always good. So that was a good game.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'm pretty simple type of guy, so my favorite dinner would be like steak and potatoes, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Some vegetables.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Craziest thing? Probably moving, I guess. The craziest thing was probably moving for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the craziest thing I ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have done that, but that was crazy.
Okay. Didn't turn out too good.
No, that's why it's pretty crazy. Sometimes you have to think things through before you do them, but that's pretty crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do, actually, I shave.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
To have been either a professional sports, somewhere in professional sports, or even an actor.
What sound do you love and what sound do you hate?
I just love, what sound do I love? I just love my kids' voices when they're talking to me. Children's voices.
Yeah.
Playing, laughing, you know, a little baby laughing is awesome.
Yeah.
Sound of, hey, I guess the screeching of that chalkboard, that would be terrible.
Yeah. How do you deal with stress?
I just make sure I'm calm. If there's such a stressful situation comes up, you just take a step back and maybe I'll just watch or listen to something I like a song, or maybe I'll watch a favorite TV show or something, just chill back for a minute, and then once you calm down, just go back to what you're doing, then have a clearer mind.
What do you have on your bedside table?
Piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
Just put my coins in there, that's it.
Okay. What are you afraid of?
Failure.
What are three things you can't live without?
My kids, a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Be practical, yes, it's like food.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
Yeah, well, I always wanted, when I was a kid, I wanted to be in professional sports. I wanted to be a professional soccer player.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
My family.
Family, okay.
Yeah.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
I think you should appreciate the world. Appreciate the world that's around you. It's a beautiful place. So you have to take it all in. There's a lot there to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably important.
Mm-hmm. What makes you smile?
My little girl.
Little girl.
Yeah.
Is she funny?
Yeah, she has a great smile too.
She is.
So yeah, she's young. So. Mm-hmm. She's like, and she has the greatest smile, mm-hmm. greatest laugh.
Mm-hmm. What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Housework. I like to work with my hands, and sometimes I like to fix things, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll just do it until it's right. Mm-hmm. And I just lose track of time. So mm-hmm. it's, and the next thing you know, it's like dark outside, and I'm like, well, maybe I should go back.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I've always said I wanted to go to Costa Rica because I love the ocean. I just love the water. I just want to go by the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest thing, like the blue water. A house would be great. Island somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my intent.
How do you want to be remembered?
I just want to be remembered as a loving, caring person.
What would you do with $1 million?
First of all, I guess I would make sure that my family's all taken care of, take care of any debts. Make sure that's the first thing I would do. That's the first thing that comes to my mind right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When do you feel the best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably afternoon. I'm a little more energized, ready to go. Evening, I get a little sleepy. So. But afternoon, yeah.
Let's see. Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
I don't know what it is about traffic, but over here is just crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, traffic is a good one. Yeah, traffic's.
So why did you choose to be a missions representative as your career?
That's a group. Well, I kind of fell into it. I was applying for some jobs, and I needed some work. It seemed like a rewarding experience because you get to change people's lives. Enrolling them into college, mm-hmm. Helping them with their career goals. Mm-hmm. So that's fine.
Okay. What do you find most interesting about your work?
The different people that I meet. Mm-hmm. Every day I meet all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to help them with their goals, but that's very, very interesting because mm-hmm. I sit down and actually interview them and talk to them for about an hour. And get to know them better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that's very interesting.
Yeah, but that is. If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why would you choose this career?
I always wanted to be a consultant, either a management consultant. Why is this? Because I'm good at training and developing. That's what I like to do.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing as far as work, family, or travel?
Hopefully being that consultant that I want to be. Family, well, kids will be grown, be older. And hopefully I'll get to travel. I always wanted to go to Australia. I want to travel there. Travel to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places I want to visit and go. Mm-hmm. So definitely mm-hmm. hopefully I'll get to travel to a lot of different places
mm-hmm.
In 10 years. Yeah. That'd be great.
Okay. Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I just think of it like a fireplace going or something like that. But it's too hot, of course not. But some nice candles and just being together and talking, getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm. What qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
Mm. Personality, being able to relate to the person, have a good conversations, how well they deal with certain situations. They're honest, dependable, they're just have a good heart, good person.
Mm-hmm. What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Just being there for them. Oh, and when they need you, you're always there.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
To be honest, the main goal is the money, of course. Also helping a family create a family. That's rewarding.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4034.